Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Kuf Chaf Vav Amud Bet. About to start the first third of Mishnah Hay in Perek Chet, and I'll explain. Mishnah Hay is a very large Mishnah, and it's broken up into three sections in our Masechet, the way that it's laid out. So we're going to look at the first part now. HaOmer, Ish Poni B'ni B'chor Lo Yitol Pishnayim. If somebody says, declares, that this son of mine who's a Bechor will not get Pishnayim, or each Ploni B'ni Lo Yirashi Machav, or this son of mine, will not be included in the inheritance. In other words, either way, he is trying to redefine the Torah's prescription for inheritance. Lo Amar Klum. His statement is meaningless. The Bechor gets Pishnayim, the other guy's included. Shitna Amash Katuba Torah. The rule is that he's now Amash Katuba Torah. He's made a T'nai, subverting the Torah's definition, and that is never valid. Now, however, let's say that he gives a what we call matnat shchiv mira, which means that he is on his deathbed, and he says, I want to give this to this person, this to this person, and of course we know the rule, divrei shchiv mira kichtuvin v'chim surin damu. The minute he says it, it's already a completed piece, as long as he's got edim in front of him. Let's say that he gave more to one son than another, or he made the Bechor equal to everybody else and not double portion, then it works, because this is a matana. But if, as part of his statement, he said, I want this to be the Yerusha, then his statement is meaningless, because again, he's redefining Yerusha. But if, in the shtar, anywhere in the shtar, it meant use the word matana, then it works, because now it's not a Yerusha, but a matana. Okay, we'll look at more details of that seifa later on, not in this podcast. But in the meantime, the first thing the Mishnah wants to do is to define who would subscribe to the position of this Mishnah. So it sounds like our Mishnah could not follow Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda has a very famous position about Matnal Mashakatu Batorat. That if you make a t'nai against the way that the Torah defines a relationship, but it is a financial issue, then the t'nai works. Meaning, the Tanya, here's the example. A man is Mekadesh a girl and makes a condition of the Kiddushin, which you can do, as we saw in Kiddushin. And the condition of the Kiddushin is that she has no claim of Sher Ksut Anona, which is understood, we'll take the Rambam's approach, that She'er means food money, Ksut means clothing money, and Ona is conjugal relations. Harezim Kodeshut no batel devarimera. Meir's position is the Kiddushin are valid, the T'nai is thrown out, because Matnel Mashkatu Batorat. Rabbi Yehuda, remember, the Varsha Mamon T'nai Kayam. Rabbi Yehuda says, in those financial matters, so that would mean She'er and Ksut, the T'nai works, because the girl said, I'll accept Kiddushin without those rights, and she's foregone those rights. Ona, you can't forego, that's Tzara the Gufa. So it sounds like our Mishnah, in which messing around with the Yerusha doesn't work, Yerusha's money, would not work with Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is no. Afilu temer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would even subscribe to this. Why? Hatam yadav kamachla. In the case of the girl, your mangmi girl, she knows what she's giving up, but she's mochel. Hachal lo kamachel. Here, nobody's being mochel. The father's saying it unilaterally. Okay. I'm Rav Yosef. Amar ish ploni b'ni b'chorihu. If a guy declares, this son is my b'chor, no to pishnayim. Then, based on the father's statement, the kid gets pishnayim. Ish ploni b'chorihu. But if he says, this ploni is a b'chor, why? Maybe what he meant was, he is a Bechor in the family, and we have to clarify at this point. Bechor ends up having a very split kind of definition. One of them is the father's first son, meaning the father's first child if he's a son. And that's a Bechor l'nachala, and he's the one who inherits, and he's the one we'll be discussing through this parak. There's another one, which is Bechor la'em, the mother's first child, which we could, of course, have several in a family, and he has a din of Kedushat Bechor, and there's a din of Pidyon Bechor, and there, if there's a Nefel first, then he's not a Bechor, etc. There's that, an issue of Petarechem. So there's Rishit Ono, which is the son who is this father's first son, first child, and then there's Poterechem, which is whichever opened the womb of that particular woman. So now, when he says Bini Bechori, then we say that's the Bechor for Nachalam. When he says Ploni is a Bechor, it could be a Bechor La'em. Hahuda out to the coming to Rabbi Barchana. So a fellow came before Rabbi Barchana, Marli Mechuzukani Bezeshu Bechor, came to testify that a particular person was a Bechor. Evidently, father had died. And now they were fighting over the Nachala, and this kid was saying, I won double, and this fellow came to testify on his behalf. Amalei Menai Yadat, so Rabbi Chana said to this fellow, how do you know he's a Bechor? Tavikari Le'avu Abucha Sichla, because his father used to call him, you stupid Bechor. So, Dumma Bechor Eimahu. That doesn't mean that he was the father's Bechor. Maybe he's the Bechor of the Eim, and he was just calling him that. The whole Bechor Eimah, not Bechor Sichla Karula. If he's a Bechor of the mother, the father will still call him, you, if he's foolish, he'll call him you foolish Bechor. In other words, he still has that nickname. Now, not all of them are foolish. Ahuda atal kamid Rabbi Chanina. But here's a different kind of case. A fellow came to Rabbi Chanina. Marle muchzikani bezeshu Bechor. Again, testified on behalf of somebody. Amarle minayadat. How do you know? Amarle dechihavu atal gabe avua. They used to come to his father. And we'll find out how his father was a doctor. And they would come for healing. Amarle huzilu legabe shikhat bri. Go to shikhat. That's the guy's name. My son. The Bukhrahu Umasiruke. He's a Bechor, and his spittle has healing qualities. I don't understand this, but his spittle has healing qualities. I have a Dilma Bruchodimahu, but he just said Bechor. Maybe like the other cases, that just means the Bechor La'im, and does not get Nachala double portion. The answer is no. Gmiri Bukhra Da'ab Masiruke, Bukhra Da'imah Masiruke. Evidently, we know that the Bechor Ha'av is the one whose spittle has special healing qualities and not the Bechor La'im. Therefore, in this case, when he said, go to my son, to Shikhat Bari, because he's a Bechor and his spittle will heal, that really means he's a Bechor La'av. Okay, now we're going to deal with a halacha that Rabbi Ami introduces and then is picked up by other Amoraim about a tumtum. A tumtum is someone who's born without visible genitalia. Tumtum shenikra v'nimtza zachar, so let's say he's surgically open and we find him to be male, eino notel pishnayim. He will, even though he's the first child, he will not get pishnayim. Damar krav, aya ben ha-bechor lasnia. In the parsha of Bechorah, it says a man has two wives, etc., and the oldest, the Haben HaBachor, is born of the least favored wife, nonetheless he gets Pishnaim. What's that? Ad Shei Ben Mishat Havayah, mean Hayah HaBen, meaning from the minute of existence he has to be recognized as a son. Nachman Yitzchak takes it further. Af Eino Nidon Kven Soramora. He also cannot be judged as a Ben Soramora. Damakra, Ki Yeh Le'ish Ben Soramora. Right? Again, Yehiyeh, Ad Shei Ben Mishat Havayah. Remember, Ben Soramora does not apply to a girl. He does not eat into the chelik bachora, which means that let's say there's this tumtum and a regular kid and a bachor. What will happen is when they come to divide it, the bachor will get 2/3 and the pashut will get 1/3, and then this kid will come in as a regular kid to inherit, but he won't eat into the chelik bachora. Why? Shenamar v'yalda lo vanim. That's the it should be v'yaldu lo vanim, the ahuvan, the snua, each give birth, achei ben mishat leda. In other words, the entire system, not only the bechor, but the one who's opposite the bechor, has to be a ben from the get-go. That doesn't mean he won't get inheritance, but his inheritance will come after the bechor already gets his pishnaim. So the second half of the bechor gets, he'll keep. The rest will now go into a pot, divided equally among the bechor, the pashut, and this newly discovered son. Rav Shizvi Amar, he adds to it, he says, Afeinu nimo l'shmona. He is not circumcised on the eighth day, meaning that if this kid is surgically opened on the fourth day and we find him to be a boy, we don't circumcise him on the eighth day of Shabbos. We're not Machal Shabbos for him. Da'amar kra, ishak tazriyav yalda zachar, if a woman gives birth to a male, and then tatatau v'yamashmini yimol, he's circumcised on the eighth day from where we learn v'yamashmini afilu v'shabbat. Hachin zachar mishat leida, he has to be male from the point of birth. Meaning recognized. Rav Shravya Amar af ein imot mea leida. Not only that, but his mother does not have tumat leida form. Damar kra, ishaket azrevi alda zachar v'tamash shivat yamim. Meaning, ad shiyeh zachar mishat leida. Again, same limud from the same pasuk. But remember, before milat shmona, we're told that she has tumat shiva for leida. Now, meitevei, there's a challenge to that last ruling. Hamapela tumtum vandroginos, if a woman miscarries, but the result is a tumtum and androgynous, teshev l'zachar l'nekeva. This is part of that famous braita at the end of Bikurim. She has to observe the yemei tuma of both zachar and nekeva because of the safek. So you see that she is tmei aleida. Tiyufta Rav Sharavya. So the last point of Rav Sharavya was refuted. Tiyufta. So lema teva tiyufta Rav Shizvi. Maybe it refutes the one before that, which is on the same pasuk about mila b'shmona. The answer is no. Tanas fukim asafkele ulechumrah. meaning our Tana says, I'm a supak, whether or not she's Tamei Aleda or not, and therefore, I'm not going to have them, I'm a supak, whether the kid's in this parsha, and therefore, she will observe Yimei Tuma Misafik, but we're not going to violate Shabbos Misafik to give him the Brit Milah. So, Ihachi, if that's the case, that the Tana is really Mesupak, Teshev Lezachar Nekeva Ula Nidah Violate. Really, it should read that she would observe the Yimei Tuma of a Nekeva, which is 14 days, and then Nidah, which means she does not now get even 33 days of Tahara, which she would get for a Zachar, but rather, she gets none. In other words, Lechumra, we would say, the first 2 weeks, because of the Sufik Nekeva, she would be Tmeah. And then if she saw Dam after that, she would be a regular Nidah, and not get covered by Yimei Tahara. The answer is Kasha. You're right. That's a problem because that seems to indicate that the Tana is not Mesupak. And he says, for sure, this child has a din of Tumat Leida. The only question is Suffolk, whether Tumat Leida of a boy or a girl. And therefore, Misuffolk, what do we do? The woman observes 14 days of Tuma and only gets the end of the 33 days, which means 26 more days of Tahara. Of Yimei Tohar for a boy, but she does get some. All right, Amarava. Tanya Kvatid Rabbi Yami. We have a brayta that supports Rabbi Yami. Ben, the pasuk says Ben Bechor, Ben Velo Tumtum, Bechor Velo Safek. Now, Bishma Ben Velo Tumtum Rabbi Yami. That works. So we said that a Bechor has to be a son and not a Tumtum for Pishnaim. What's that about? Now we have a long piece here because Rava publicized the Psak, and then he reverted it when he heard Torah Eretz Yisrael. The Darash Rava, Shtei Nashim Shialdu, Shtei Zecharim Machaveh. Shtei Nashim means two wives of one man, who were both pregnant and delivering at the same time, and they were in some secluded place, and they both gave birth to sons, and we don't know which one's the Bechor. Kotvin Harsha Zelazeh. So here's the problem. When these sons later on come to inherit the property, each one will claim a Pishnaim, and each one will be pushed away by the other brother, saying, prove you're the real Bechor, and there won't be a Pishnaim at all. So to protect their interests, what they do is they write permission to each other, or harsha to each other, to collect, and that way the Pshutim can't push them off. And then either one of them can collect the Pishnaim, and then they could split it between them or something, which means that each one would get 1.5 portions. So Amar Rav Papa LaRava. So Rav Papa turned to Rav and says, V'hashalach Ravin. Ravin sent a message from Eretz Yisrael. Davar is a shalti l'chol rabotai v'lo amruli davar. I asked this exact question to all my teachers. I didn't get an answer. Baram kach amru mishim Rabbi Yane. But they did quote Rabbi Yane saying, "Hu karu ulus v'asof n'tarvu." If the two women in this hidden place first knew which was the bechor, and then the kids got switched, so they no longer knew. Kotvin harshal zelazet. Then we really have a defined bechor. We just don't know which one it is. So they write a permission for each other, and that way they can protect the bechorat. Lohu karu, but if they never knew who it was, they both gave birth and they really had no idea which one was gave birth first, which means at no point in time did anybody know who the Bechor was. Ain't kotvin arsha zelazeh. They don't write arsha and we don't have a Bechor here. So Rava got this news that the psak that he gave was really kind of limited. Hadar oki Rava mamor ale, so Rava brought a loudspeaker, a fellow to publicize it, v'darash, and he publicly taught, Tarim shamarti lechem ta'uten biadi. What I taught you yesterday, or taught you before, was wrong. Param kacham umishum Rabbi Yanai. We have this ruling from Rabbi Yanai in Eretz Yisrael, who karo v'sof v'narvu kotvin arsha zelazeh, who karo and kotvin arsha zelazeh. Okay. Shalchule b'nei akra da'agma, it's a place, l'shmuel. They sent the message to Shmuel. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, teach us. Let's say they knew that this guy was a Bechor. When then father later on said, this other kid's the Bechor. Mahu. In other words, do we go with our Chazakah, who we always knew was the Bechor, or with the father's statement? Does the father have Nemanut to redefine who the Bechor is? Shalach lehu, he said, Kotvin harsha zelazeh. So Shmuel said, it's a Suffolk. We don't know who the Bechor is, so the one who we always knew a Bechor, who is the Bechor, and the one who father now has defined as the Bechor, have to write harsha zelazeh to protect the chelik bechora. So now our question is manafshach. Ik rabbanan sfirole lishlach luk rabbanan. If Shmuel held like rabbanan in the machloket we're about to see, he should send the message halacha k'rabbanan, which should mean that father has no nemanut and it's the original bechor. Ik rabbi Yehuda sfirole, or if he holds like rabbi Yehuda lishlach luk rabbi Yehuda, he should say whatever the father said goes, and the other guy's out. The answer is Misafka Kerbihuda Karbon. Shmuel was Misupak. So he said, because of the Suffolk, they have to write Arsha. Mahi, what's the machloket? The Tanya, Yakir, the Pasuk says, Kiyata Bachar ben Asnoa Yakir, he has to recognize him, Yakirenu Lacherim, means he identifies him to others. The father knows who he is. Yakir means the father has the right to identify him to others. The sugya in the end of the third parak of Kiddushin. Mikan Rabbi Yehuda, Neman Adam Lamar Zeb Bini Bachor. And so Rabbi Yehuda, using that Pasuk, and that drasha said, therefore we see a person is Neman to say, this is my son, my Bachor. And he becomes the Bechor. In the same way, he can also testify of the kid's psul. In other words, the father's statement about the son holds water as the identification. They disagree. So he said to Rav, I understand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what Yakir is there for. It's there to tell me that the father has the rights to identify him. El Rabban and Yakir Lamali, what's it there for? But Tzarech HaKeira, that's talking about a case where nobody knows who the Bechor is, and the father says, this is the Bechor, not where he subverts what we knew before. So Lamai Hilchata, what's that for? Lemaitva lo Pishnaim, to give him Pishnaim? So lo Yehel Acher, what do we care? Let the father give him Pishnaim as a gift, like he could do to somebody else. Couldn't he give it as a gift? So let him say he's my Bechor, and even though he is or isn't a Bechor, nonetheless, we can still give him Pishnaim as a gift. No, we're talking about stuff that the father gets after the statement. Father made a statement, so yeah, right now everything he has, he could give a double portion to this guy, whether we really believe him or not. But what's going to happen with stuff that comes after the statement? If we say that he really has nemonot, that the kid's a bechor, like Rabbanan is saying, sorry, chakera, then he'll get double portion on that. But if all we're saying is the father's statement is meaningless, and right now he could give a double portion, anything comes afterwards is a new question. But Rameir Damar Adam Makna Devar Shalabalal, remember, Rameir says you can be Makna something you don't own yet, and something that doesn't exist yet, shall we say. So therefore, father's statement here could even affect later stuff. Yakir Lamali, so what's Yakir for? For things that fall to the father when he's, let's say, out of commission, he's in a coma, and he's about to die. So it falls to him. And if we say that Yakir, according to Rabbanan, Vitzarcha Karamina, we didn't have no idea who was the Bechor, and he points him out, and we believe him, then that means that even stuff the father can't direct anymore because he's out of commission, still will end up going to this kid as a double portion. Okay, last piece. Tan Rabbanan, Yumuksakin Boshu Bechor. Let's say that everybody knew this guy was a Bechor. Vamar Aviv Alacher Shu Bechor. And father came along and said, somebody else is the Bechor. Ne'aman. That follows exactly Rabbi Yehuda. If everybody knew he wasn't not a Bechor, and father said he is, he's not believed. So we have something strange here. Reisha Rabbi Yehuda, Sefer Rabbanan. The Reisha follows Rabbi Yehuda, the Sefer follows Rabbanan, but now we've got an interesting mix in that you are Neman to make him a Bechor, to make somebody a Bechor and take it away from the guy we knew, but you're not Neman to take somebody we knew not to be the Bechor and make him a Bechor. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Benihu, let's say a guy says, this is my son, V'chazavamar Avdihu, and then you said, no, he's my slave, Enu Neman. We don't believe him. He's considered still a proper Yisrael. He's considered your son. He's a Yoresh. We don't believe you that he's an Eved. Avdihu, V'chazavamar Benihu, but if he did the opposite, Neman. Why? D'mashamishli ka'avdakamar. What he meant was, of course, he said, it's my slave, and then he said, it's my son. We believe him that it's his son. And when he said his slave, we interpret as saying, he serves me like a slave, but he's my son. Why would somebody ever take a slave and call him a son? He wouldn't. But his son, he would call a slave, saying, he who serves me. But the exact opposite is the halacha about declarations made in the foreign custom house. Let's say they were going through meches, and he said about a guy, that's my son, which of course will exempt him from paying a head tax on the slave. And then he turns around after he gets out of meches and says, he's my slave. Neman, we believe him. The opposite of what we had before. Alright, for the obvious reason. Now, Meitave, we have a challenge to this. I am a Sham Shul Kuben. Let's say a guy was serving this man like a son would serve him, bring some water, and hey, doing Abba, like that. And the father said, this is my son. And then he turns around and says, he's my slave. We don't believe him. And in the same way, I am a Sham Shul Kuben. Let's say he was serving him like a slave, doing that kind of work. And the father confirmed, this is my slave. And then later it said he's my son. And on Neman, again, we don't believe him. Which means now, when we have two things, an earlier declaration by father and evidence by behavior of the relationship. The later statement by father doesn't subvert it. But that seems to go against Rabbi Yochanan, who said that when you first said, he's my Eved, then he's my son, we believe him. Achim Yitzchak said, that's talking about a case where everybody refers to him as an Eved with a boundary of 100. My Metzer Mea, what does that mean? Metzer Avda Mea Zuzi, meaning the most that this Eved is worth is 100 Zuz. In other words, it's kind of some kind of name. In other words, when the name that they used for this Eved was a name that clearly wasn't just like, yeah, he serves me like an Eved, but it was really something that defined monetary value like an Eved has, then when the father turns around later and says, my son, then we really don't believe him because we have more than just the declaration and more than just the behavior. We also have the way that people call him, which is stronger evidence that this guy really is a slave. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in our analysis of the first part of Mishnah Hay of the 8th Parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.